Good morning, everybody. A sad piece of news to start with. Margaret Randall has died in hospital this week. Please pray for her family, her son Paul and her daughter Lynn. And please tell others you know who knew Margaret. Barbara Fielding is out of hospital and is recovering. We have congratulations to Sukin Lee, who passed his viva this week and therefore will be a PhD. Congratulations, Sukin. And just a reminder that our service next week will be at 10:30 in the morning. Thank you.
We join together to worship God. Praise God with shouts of joy, all people. Sing to the glory of God's name. Offer God glorious praise. Say to God, how wonderful are the things you do. Your power is so great. We join to sing, as the deer pants for the water. We say together, praise God with shouts of joy, all people. Sing to the glory of God's name. Offer God glorious praise. Say to God, how wonderful are the things you do. Your power is so great that your enemies bow down in fear before you. Everyone on earth worships you. They sing praises to you. They sing praises to your name. Come and see what God has done. God's wonderful acts among people. God changed the sea into dry land. Our ancestors crossed the river on foot. There we rejoiced because of what God did. God rules forever by God's might and keeps God's eyes on the nations. Let no rebels rise against God. Praise our God, O nations. Let your praise be heard. God has kept us alive and has not allowed us to fall. Please be seated. We join together to pray. Let us pray. As a family of faith, we gather together, new creations in Christ, united in praise and worship of our Lord and Saviour, who blesses us and does not let our feet fall. Lord our God, we draw near with joy to drink deeply of your loving abundance, rejoicing in your love that comforts and satisfies. We confess that there have been times, Lord our God, when we have thought that the problems of life were for us alone to sort out. We confess that there have been times when we thought that acts of worship were about what pleased us rather than what was good in your sight. We confess that there have been times when there were things that we could do which we knew to be the work of your kingdom, and we did not. Forgive us for the times when we failed, but more, forgive us for the good that we were not brave enough to do. Thank you that your hand is always with us, and your love surrounds us, knowing our frailty. And you, O God, who came as Jesus to die, motivated by love. You are a God of justice, but you are a God of mercy. Help us to receive your forgiveness. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Plan was that there would be several children. Or are. Well, fancy seeing you. I've got a job for you this morning. You should have stayed outside, yes. But we're going to have a sort of pretend indoor picnic later on this morning, and under that blanket are all the things that we need. and I need somebody to take them all outside for me. So I think probably, Sue, you would be the better bet because you are taller and older. So can you come over here? If you fold that up, that can be the first thing we need for a picnic. Make ourselves comfortable. You hold on to that. Lovely. And for elderly people like me who need a bit more comfort, we'll have a cushion. Right. And we have some satsumas for the picnic. We have some grapes. Getting a bit tricky, isn't it? Oh, we ought to have a bowl to put the... Right. And some cups. Are you struggling a bit here? Can't go without the chocolate biscuits. Would you like somebody to help you? You're okay. Wouldn't it be easier? I think it might be easier if Julia came and took one or two things for you. There we are. You have all the interesting bits. Look, you can be the food lady. Okay. Does that make life easier for you? Right. So can we get anybody? I think I might have to help you taking the water, don't you? Or do you want to risk it? No. Okay. The point of all this is that outside in the hall that we're going to be talking about people who have burdens. And I'm not sure that young people always quite know what that means. So we're going to talk. Sue has a big burden, and it could have got a bit bigger, but Julia and I have come and helped her out. And that's what we'd like to do in real life, so we're going to talk about it later. Thank you very much. And I'll tell you now, I've got two nice bags that we could have put them in, but I wasn't letting on.
The call as followers of Jesus to be people who carry one another's burdens. We join together to sing, Somebody Prayed for Me. To pray for me. I'm so very glad. I'm so glad he prayed. I'm so glad he prayed for me. My sister prayed for me, had me on her mind, took the time to pray for me. I'm so glad she prayed. Took the time to pray. I'm so glad they prayed for. Take this one. Somebody prayed for me, had me on their mind, took the time to pray for me. I'm so very glad. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed for me. To pray for me. I'm so very glad. I'm so glad she prayed. I'm so glad she prayed for me. Of course, my father prayed for me, had me on his mind, took the time to pray for me. so very glad. I'm so glad he prayed. I'm so glad they prayed for me. Somebody prayed for me. Had me on their mind. Took the time to pray for me. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed for me. Just tell the congregation that Hosanna Lee is here, back from a teaching job in Korea. Good to see you. Is this you on holiday already? Good grief. Go and get a part-time job in a mine. We're coming towards the end of our trip through Galatians. Someday, when you're sitting in the house and there's not much on the telly, get Galatians out and read it. It won't take you long. Despite what he says earlier, Paul knows that believers will mess up from time to time, and those walking in the Spirit should be on hand to help one another sort things out. And then the passage comes towards the end. Now, I don't know what your vision of the letters of what we call the letters of Paul is, but I think there are people who have a fantasy that he was sitting there probably with his word processor bashing it out. Not so. He would have been walking around and somebody would have been... And that's how the letters were written, which explains why sometimes it goes thought and then another thought comes crashing in and why you don't get a... Because it was written with speed and it was dictated. And then, actually, at the end of this letter, it picks up his implement and writes. Jenny Tang will read this passage to us.
Readings from Galatians 6, verses 7 to 16. Do not deceive yourselves. No one makes a fool of God. A person will reap exactly what he sows. If he sows in the field of his natural desires, from it he will gather the harvest of death. If he sows in the field of the Spirit, from the Spirit he will gather the harvest of eternal life. So let us not become tired of doing good, for if we do not give up, the time will come when we will reap the harvest. So then, as often as we have the chance, we should do good to everyone, and especially to those who belong to our family in the faith. See what big letters I make as I write to you now with my own hand. The people who are trying to force you to be circumcised are the ones who want to show off and boast about external matters. They do it, however, only so that they may not be persecuted for the cross of Christ. Even those who practice circumcision do not obey the law. They want you to be circumcised so that they can boast that you submitted to this physical ceremony. As for me, however, I will boast only about the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. For by means of his cross, the world is dead to me, and I am dead to the world. It does not matter at all whether or not one is circumcised. What does matter is being a new creature. As for those who follow this rule in their lives, may peace and mercy be with them and with all God's people. Amen.
Amen. All that you are and all that there is about you is rooted in Christ. We are called to be people who will live a good life. However, and critically, we need to remember that we do not do good stuff because in some way we want to curry God's favor. The good that we do flows out of love. The good that we do does not come from the pile that is labeled oughts and shoulds. It comes from the pile that is labeled love, and then it flows. But it has to flow. It's not enough just to have lovely thoughts. It's got to move and be transitioned into action. If love for Jesus doesn't flow, then I would suggest that too easily it becomes a dark, dismal pool of churchy indulgence. And then, if people notice and say, "Wow, how great, aren't you really nice, aren't you just lovely?" Straight away, you give the credit where the credit is due. Never boast of anything except Christ. And it is true that too easily we become addicted to the praise of others. The praise that goes with good works. And from one point of view, that is contrary to the whole point of it. Good needs to flow, but it comes because of what God has done for us. And the reality is that it's only a secure person that can let that happen. It's only a secure person who can hear when the idea, that's a great idea, knowing that 3 months ago they were the person that sowed the seed of that idea and somebody else picks it up. And you just go, marvelous, isn't that great? Without the woo need for the trumpets. And where does your security come from? And the thing we need to remember is that many ways of doing good are draining, but they are small. They're about ordinary people behaving in ways that make things better for other ordinary people. And easily, ordinary people like us get hooked into a narrative that says, because we can't do something big and flash, we can't do anything that makes the world a better place. What about the phone call that you made to your bereaved pal months and months after their bereavement, when everybody else had moved on and you remembered and you called them up? What about keeping up with the friend who has dementia and their partner when everybody else has put them to one side? What about not just thinking about it, but actually doing it? What about the call to care for partners, friends, parents, or children, particularly those with challenging needs? And keeping on going, not just the one-off. Sometimes we've got a romantic vision of what care is like. It's an old story now in view of the science of HIV. But there's a woman who told her friend who had a diagnosis of HIV, moving into full-blown AIDS, that whatever happened, she would be with him. And she had visions of being in the hospice, holding his hand while he gently slipped away. And what actually happened was she found herself up to your ankles in soiled linen, eating cold takeaway Chinese. That's what caring looks like. It's not romantic, but it's the small stuff that makes the difference. And it's the keeping on going, and it's the doing the good. And where do we get our energy from? It flows through Christ. It does take a big adjustment in our society to be looking at the world and looking at the day, thinking, who can I bless in this day? Who can I be alongside in this day? Who can I support in this day? Rather than, who will look after me? Me, 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 me. Who can I bless? Who can I support? Who can I encourage? Our perception of people is different from many in our society. Everybody that we meet is a child of God. And the view that we take, whether it's a jaundiced one or a life-enhancing one, will change the life that we live. The passage goes on to say, do not grow weary in doing good. Which does not mean don't get tired. Because if it said that, that would be a load of nonsense. Because we do get tired. People do get tired. We're human beings. We get tired. That's normal. What do not get weary means don't give up. Keep on doing what you said you would do. So there are people that we would like to stop caring about. Of course we would. They're a pain in the neck. Of course we want to chuck them out. But that's not our calling. It's not our view. God knows that. But it's our job to keep on going. There are situations that we wanted to stop praying about. Of course we did. There are things going on and we can't see them. But it's our calling just to keep on going. And yes, of course, times of rest are very important. And one of the reasons why they're important is the fact that for many of us, if we don't get times of rest, then we become really mean. But we are called to be people that keep on going. And so in the life of our church, we are not people that pick up a project and with a wadge of funding and say, oh yeah, right, come on, that's 3 years and we'll do it. No. If it works, we keep on going. And if it doesn't work, we stop it really quickly. It's about doing what we believe to be God's will, discerning it. So day by day, we worship. Why? So that we will be strengthened to serve. Day by day. And week by week, we gather to worship. Why? So that we will be strengthened to serve. And month by month, we gather at the table. And this table says to us about Jesus, whose body was broken for us. This table says that he loves us and he wants to eat with us. And it says that we are guests. We are guests at that table. It doesn't matter how capable you are in all the rest of your life. It doesn't matter how marvelous everybody thinks of you in your work. It doesn't matter how fabulously spectacular. It doesn't matter if you're the most powerful person or the least powerful person. At that table, you are a welcome guest. You have not earned your right to be there, nor have you done anything that disqualifies you. And then, We are called to leave. We take into our bodies and then we leave to serve so that his love will flow. So let us pray. Loving God, you call us to bear one another's burdens. So we seek your discernment in aiding those struggling to stand beneath the burden of the ravages of life. Those who are physically and mentally ill. Those whose faith has taken a shaking. Those who are cheesed off with the church. Help us to be their pal. Help us to keep on doing it. And when we stop, help us to start again. Help us to speak up for the marginalized and the vulnerable, those overwhelmed by social media. Help us to get alongside and bring comfort to those fighting their way through the dark forest of grief. At this time, we particularly pray for Lynn and for Paul Randall. We thank you for Margaret's life. And we pray for all Margaret's friends. Be comfort. Lord, with the brokenness and the ever-growing population in our world today, there are many who need to hear your good news. We pray for the church around the world. We pray particularly for the persecuted church, which is the majority of it. And we, in this congregation, hold up our brothers and sisters in Christ in North Korea. May your blessings be poured on all who are in need, and even on us, Lord Jesus. And it is in your name that we pray. Amen. So let's continue our worship as we bring our offering. So let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God, out of the fullness of your gifts, we bring before you this bread, this wine, our gifts and our lives. Blessed be your holy name forever, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We join to sing, I come with joy to meet my Lord, 447. Please have a seat. We do not believe that we own this table. This is the table of the Lord Jesus. And people will come from east and the west and the north and the south to eat at the table in the kingdom of God. And you are welcome here. But you, like me, have not earned your place here. So when the elders come, they will offer you bread. If it is your wish to eat with us, then we would be delighted. Take a piece of bread. When you've had a moment, eat it. The elders will bring the wine. When you receive it, would you hold it so that we can all drink together? One as a symbol that it's about me and my relationship with Jesus, and one as a symbol that we together are a community shaped and modeled by the love of God. For those of us who've got issues with wheat and gluten, within these wee fish, there is provision for you. And we know that some of us have issues with alcohol, so that we may all drink together, there's no alcohol in this wine. So let us celebrate this joyful feast. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Anyone who comes to me, I will never turn away. And hear the narrative of the institution of the Lord's Supper. For I received from the Lord Jesus what I also handed on to you, that on the night when he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." We take bread, we take wine, we give thanks. Let us pray. We give thanks, Lord our God, for your Holy Spirit living in and among us, guiding our footsteps, strengthening and sustaining us when we are tired and weary. We give you thanks for our family of faith in all its diversity, with its range of personalities and its gifts. We thank you for those who listen when we need to offload, for the encouragers who boost flagging spirits, for those who offer a shoulder to lean on and a lift when knees are buckling. Thank you for the seeds of your abundant love sown and matured within the communities of faith of which we have been a part. We thank you for our friends. We thank you for those that have been our friends through the years. And we thank you for Jesus, who lived, taught, spoke words that challenged the powerful, and so paid the price. Died on a cross, raised to new life, for the sake of love, for the sake of truth. And for this table that reminds us of him, pour out the Holy Spirit on these gifts. Transform them. Pour out the Holy Spirit on each of us and transform us as your people. We pray in your name. Amen. Broken as he would be broken. Poured out as his blood would be poured out, and his life had been poured out. The body of Christ. So let us pray. God of a love that is stronger than death, you have given us new birth into a living hope through the gift of coming as Jesus. You have strengthened us for journeying ahead. You take our weakness and our sin and refashion us by grace. Gracious God, may the love which bids us welcome at this table gather all your children into one in your eternal presence, whole and free at last. Amen. Final hymn, Will You Come and Follow Me? So let us go into the world with food for our pilgrimage. Let us go in peace. Let us go in gladness. And the blessing of God, the Almighty, the Creator, the Son, and the Spirit be with us and those that we love, wherever they are. Amen.